Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today we have the pleasure of speaking to Chipo Mudzengi Wami, a designer who has made the decision to go back to school as she tries to boost up her credentials so she can go back to doing the job that she loves, which is designing. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Chipo.
Thank you, Marvelous.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Chipo Mudzengi Wami?
I'm a fashion designer based in Los Angeles, California, and I'm also a mother and a proud wife.
And how did you get into designing?
I started off designing around 2007, although I was just doing my own styles and I didn't know exactly how to do it professionally, let me put it that way. So I decided to go back to school and I put my business on hold for that time.
When did you come to the United States and how was it to decide to actually go into designing?
I came into the United States in 98 and in 2007, I decided I wanted to start a business. Actually, I had a vision to build a center for single mothers. I have a passion for single moms and I just wanted to give them a platform to be able to get a second chance and take care of their children. So I had a vision to build a center, and I was trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to do that. So I thought to myself, well, you know what? I used to sew when I was younger. So I just started telling my friends and people around me that I sew. And before you knew it, orders were coming in. I was doing fashion shows, even though personally within myself, I did not have that much of a confidence to skip out and really get this done. I decided to go back to school.
Where would you say you drew the confidence from to decide to leave your business and go back to school? Who inspired you?
Basically, I have to say my husband. He encouraged me to go back to school and do the things that I love because, you know, being in diaspora, sometimes it's not ideal to have one person working and the other person going to school or not to work at all. So it was his push, his encouragement that actually inspired me to do what I love and go back to school.
How are you coping being a mother, a wife, and also going back to school and also being the designer that you want to be?
You know, it's very important to have a very strong supportive system. My husband has been supportive from the get-go, and I don't know if I would have done this without him. Our daughter, she's almost a teenager now, but she understands that mommy has to go back to school and get her degree and get things done. So she covers for me, like at home, sometimes cooking when I'm not there, and sometimes taking care of the house, and my husband does groceries. I mean, it's kind of like a team effort to get the certificate, the degrees done.
How can you inspire somebody listening out there, a woman who's also maybe thinking of doing designing or take up a new career path? What's your word of advice?
Say to a woman who's trying to step out and do that, to just do it. Don't make excuses. We can come up with a million excuses in a day. But I've found out throughout my years that once you set your goal, try to make little steps towards it, even if you can't do it full time, one day at a time. Think of what can you do during that one day that will get you closer to where you want to be. So write yourself a to-do list, write yourself a goal for the week, what you have to want to have accomplished by that week or by that month. And make it a daily thing, part of your lifestyle, because we put it off. Oftentimes we put it off and we never get to that time when, you know, oh, when I'm done with work, oh, when my baby is grown, oh, when I'm, you know, when I get in a better position, that time never comes. So the time is now. You get it done now.
How much time have you devoted to school and are you also designing? And if so, which notable celebrities have you designed for?
I'm a full-time student. I go to school from early in the morning. I'm in class by 7 and I come back at 4:30. So school has been my life for the past 3 years, but I also design on my own at home during my spare time. I love creative challenges. Most of the time, I love to challenge my mind. So I create avant-garde stuff, which is not really wearable, but just to, you know, to put my art out there and just show, just do what I love. And as far as designing for any celebrities, I have not gotten to that step yet. I'm hoping that now doors will open and I also have that confidence in me to be able to start designing for people because I now know what I'm doing.
For some other daughters listening out there, what would you advise them to do, especially in the diaspora?
I tell my daughter that she has to take responsibility for who she is. And also that, you know, she has to step up. I know she's young, but, you know, in Zimbabwe, we were never raised to take advantage of people or to expect things to be handed over to us. So I tried to raise my daughter that way and letting her know what the world is like. I'm also doing my college and getting my stuff done. I know that there are eyes looking at me. So that motivates me also to get up in the morning and do my best in class or in my designs because I want to inspire her. So she sees me bringing the certificates home, being acknowledged in different places, and hopefully it does something positive to her.
Thank you very much, Tshipho Mudzengi-Wami, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Well, thank you so much, Marvelous, for having me. I really enjoyed this time.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.